The Hamming Code, a very little coding theory. Coding theory is an essential part of modern communications, whether it's data transmission, data storage, telecommunications, because noise damages information. There is always noise, and noise can take many different forms. If you have a satellite dish, you may have noticed that in bad weather, your television quality is worse than normal. That's because of noise, and the bad weather gives you more noise than normal conditions. The key question here is, how do we get robust communications? How can we compensate for the noise? And the answer is coding theory. We have seen in previous videos communication systems, Alice sends a message to Bob. In a coding system, we add two new features, an encoder and a decoder. So this is Alice's side and this is Bob's side. So before we send the message over the channel, we encode it. And that will mean that C, the code word, is longer than the message word. That means we add redundancy, and that redundancy can be exploited at the receiver to decode the message. So these two, the sent code word and the received word, will almost invariably be different. Maybe just slightly different, but different. Hopefully, the encoder-decoder gives us enough redundancy to compensate for the noise, so we can hope that the message estimate from the decoder is equal to the message transmitted. There are many different codes which can be used for error control, error correction, error detection. In this talk, I'll only consider a very simple one, the 743 Hamming code. Now, 7 here, that's the length of the code. And the 4 here is dimension of the code. That means that the message has 4 bits and the resulting code word has 7 bits. The matrix here is a complete description of the code. And the encoding function, which of course is the most important part for a practical viewpoint, you take a message, a 4-bit message, you multiply by the matrix, and you get the code word. And since the matrix is 7 by 4, a 4-bit message gives a 7-bit code word. There are many different views as to what a code is. We have seen an linear algebra view. The code is a matrix and we just multiply it by the matrix. The result here is a code C, which is a set of 7-bit code words. This particular code has dimension 4, k equals 4, so it has 2^4 valid code words. So that means out of 2^7 possible words, we only use 2^4. So most 7-bit words are not used by the code. If you receive a word which is not part of C, is not an element of C, you know that an error has occurred on the channel. The probability that that an error occurs on the channel and the result is equal to a different code word is very, very small. We said that this code was 743, and I defined the first parameter as the code word length, the second as the message word length. Let's have a look at the 3. 3 is the minimum distance. That means that if you take any two distinct code words in C, you get a Hamming distance of at least 3. That's the minimum distance. You can check that for yourself. It's only 16 code words, so it's not impossible to do it by hand. A consequence of this is that because any two valid code words differ in at least 3 positions, at least 3 errors must occur on the channel to produce a false code word. So that is the key properties of this code. You can use the code in one out of two different ways. You can use it for error detection, which I've briefly discussed already. If you receive a word which is not a valid code word, you can ask for a retransmission. You know that you have detected an error. And with a minimum distance of 3, the Hamming code can detect up to 2 errors. Guaranteed. The other approach is to use it for error correction. When you have a transmission error, you do not just ask for a retransmission, you try to find the most likely code word which could be received as whatever you got R. This Hamming code can correct one error. If one error occurs on the channel, the received code word will still be closest, have the lowest possible distance to the original code word. If two errors occur on the channel, there will be a false code word which is closer than the original one. Note that if you use the code for error correction, you cannot also detect two errors. So you have to choose. It's either correct one or detect two. Now, this is a very shallow introduction. If you want to read more, I can recommend either Raymond Hill for a very brief mathematical introduction. It's very compact and easy to get started, but it's abstract. Or Lynn and Costello, who provide a comprehensive engineering textbook. I mean, the weight of the latter is about 10 times that of the former. So you have your pick. To summarize, this is the model of a system without error control. Alice has a message. It is encoded to produce a code word. That's a deterministic process. You send it over a noisy channel and receive a code word which is normally different and randomized. You have the decoder. That's normally deterministic, and you produce an estimated code word. I use m hat here to indicate that what we're trying to find here is m, but we have no way of guaranteeing that we hit it exactly, so it's an estimate. A little exercise for you. Use the generator matrix G on slide 4 and encode the message 0011. Thank you.